Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebels ambush India Air Force personnel. Srinagar, India. A member of India's Air Force was killed and four more injured when suspected rebels ambushed a military convoy in Indian-administered Kashmir, an official statement said, as campaigning for national elections continues in the disputed territory. The convoy was attacked by an unknown number of armed militants who sprayed automatic rifle fire towards at least one Air Force truck in the mountainous Poonch area, 200 kilometers south of the main city of Srinagar, the Air Force said in a statement. Five Air Force personnel were hit in the firefight late Saturday and one Air Warrior succumbed to his injuries later, it said, identifying the dead man as a corporal. A neighboring constituency took part in the first phase of India's general election on April 19, and Poonch voters were originally scheduled to cast their ballots this week, but the Election Commission of India has postponed the polling to May 25 because of inclement weather in recent days. Kashmir has been divided between India and Pakistan since their independence in 1947. With both claiming the high-altitude territory in full but administering it in parts. Since 1989, rebel groups opposed to Indian rule have waged an insurgency in Indian-controlled Kashmir, demanding either independence or a merger with Pakistan. The conflict has left tens of thousands of civilians, soldiers and militants dead. Rebel activity in the territory has registered an uptick since last month as campaigning for the elections picked up in the rest of region. In April, three suspected rebels were killed and a police officer and three soldiers wounded in three separate clashes across the territory. Violence has drastically dropped since 2019, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government revoked the region's limited autonomy and stepped up a security chokehold. Voting in India's six-week-long national election, which started last month, will end on June 1.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.